globalists are trying to derail the Trump-Putin peace summit this Friday in Alaska. We're going to break it all down.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, defiantly transmitting worldwide against tyranny and in defense 100% of liberty. I am your battle-hardened host, Alex Jones, kicking off another live teleprompter-free transmission for the next 4 hours. You got me, Alexander Emmerich Jones, for the next 2 hours. Then the great Chase Geyser with Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. Start your engines as we enter the 202nd day of the return of the American Republic. Well, I have seen a lot of really good actions against the globalists in the last week by Trump. 6 months ago, I would give him a 98. A month ago, I would give him about a 95. He's already dialed it back up to about a 97. And anybody that isn't looking at all the positive stuff Trump's doing and is just bitching and whining and complaining is not paying attention. Doesn't mean we don't get on Trump's ass and people in his administration when they go the wrong direction. No, we put him in there. He works for us. They got national news constantly cherry-picking when I criticize this or that. Jones has deserted Trump. Jones has abandoned ship. Bull crap. Now, I'm making sure gremlins, little globalist goblins, aren't able to hijack the wheel. That's what we're doing. All right. I've been warning of this for a long time, but this week when we learned on Thursday that Trump, last week, that Trump is going to have a summit this Friday in Alaska with Putin, that the globalists would pull out all the stops, that the northern group, as it's called, part of NATO, led by the UK, Keir Starmer, would try to sabotage it, and that we were entering the main zone of false flags to be blamed on Russia. And sure enough, Russia's come out and said there will be titanic efforts to prevent peace with Ukraine, including false flags. They're predicting U.S. or NATO ships to be attacked is the intel they've gotten and blamed on Russia. And again, I don't just sit here and spout Russian talking points. We've seen the Ukrainians in NATO stage false flag after false flag after false flag. And so Russia doesn't have a motive to blow up a U.S. ship or a NATO ship or attack a nuclear reactor that's under their control in eastern Ukraine or fire missiles into Poland. All of this, the Ukrainians have already been caught doing with NATO. Nord Stream pipeline, missiles into Poland, attacking the big nuclear power plant, largest in the world, there in eastern Ukraine. And now you've got the northern group, officially, the Coalition of the Willing, at least 10 EU nations led by the UK, France, and Germany, Mears, Macron, Starmer, saying, we're not going to allow Ukraine to be abandoned. We're not going along with this plan. We're not going to let the Russians have Crimea and a small zone in the east to connect it to Russia, which it's always been part of, which the Russians grabbed in 2014. No, we're going to continue the war forever, even though they've lost. And the Russians are out producing munitions 3-1, and NATO started it. So the Russians aren't little sweet cupcakes we're going to play patty cake with and watch sunsets with, but they didn't start it, and that's a fact. And the usual neocon suspects have crawled out from under their garbage cans or their little pedo holes to say, wow, this is like, this would be like the president meeting with Al-Qaeda after 9/11. You mean with you, Bolton, and Cheney, and Rumsfeld, and Wormser, and Pearl, and Netanyahu that we know ran the 9/11 hoax? You mean like you? And now, right before Trump got in, you guys all got together with Israel and Turkey and took over Syria and put Al-Qaeda in charge officially? You mean you? I wouldn't open your fat, ugly mouth about Al-Qaeda, you piece of filth. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Massive news straight ahead. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP, for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
The information war. It's Alex Jones.
Tide. Populist, anti-globalist, common censors are winning elections all over the world in every major sector of the planet. Humanity is rising. Tyranny's attempt with the COVID power grab and all the rest of it has only awoken the sleeping giant to its terrible purpose. All right, here we are in the fabled, embattled InfoWars studio, still here, Sunday, August 10th, 2025. Thanks to you, viewers and listeners. Thanks to the men and women in the arena, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, we have the incredibly historic, dangerous, because the globalists are going to make their moves, you can bet your bottom dollar, peace summit with Vladimir Putin and Donald John Trump in Alaska coming up this Friday. And if they stop this war, it doesn't just save millions and dial back the danger of nuclear war. It cuts Russia away from China. It ensures all of our new initiatives that block the Belt and Road Initiative, the BRICS. It stops the EU tyranny and its expansionist plans and deals a death blow to the globalists. It supercharges the U.S. economy and so much more. And the Russian Foreign Ministry, Lavrov, has come out and said there will be titanic efforts to prevent peace with Ukraine. And they go into what those efforts will be, false flag attacks. And again, you heard that from me first. I don't follow the Russian talking points. They just always, days or weeks after I say something, say the exact same thing because they see the same thing going on and, quite frankly, listen to me. But they're not the only government that does. That's just a fact. That's the level we're at by the grace of God. Okay. We've got that. Then a story we put out has gone super viral. It's on Drudge Report. It got picked up everywhere. And I don't know why, because it was already in the news, but our report on it went everywhere. I am a failure. Google AI develops depression, and engineers are rushing to cure it. Now, I know exactly what's going on there. I'll get into it coming up. Then another story that's super viral. And again, everybody's heard about this for decades here. It's now coming to market, so it's now happening, so people are freaking out. That's good. So what's old is new once people finally pay attention to something. And that's lab-grown meat and lab-grown butter and bug protein. And what's going on here? Well, as the globalists target real, traditional, sustainable agriculture, the name is sustainability, and you saw the U.S. climate envoy last year, Kerry, repeatedly said we got to cut farming in half or people will starve. We've got to choke somebody to death or they might die of asphyxiation. We've got to give you 3 teaspoons of cyanide or you might die. We've got to shoot you in the head with a shotgun or you might bleed to death. We've got to cut your head off or you might bleed to death. Yeah, we got to get rid of half the farms or people will starve. I can play the clips, played it many times. They are dismantling the normal, healthy, good agriculture system and bringing in total tyranny. And people are pissed. I've seen polls where 98% of Americans want it banned. 8 states have banned it, including Texas. But they are still rushing ahead with it. And now Bill Gates' lab-grown butter, you're going to want to hear about this. But I want to tell people before I get to that, just a little piece of nugget. Henrietta Lacks in the 50s came in and had cancer in her belly. It was in her cervix, it was in her uterus, and it had spread. In about a week and a half, like The Blob, or the movie The Thing, the tumor grew, and she didn't die, but it grew to like a, you know, 50, 60, 70 pounds and absorbed her until she was just basically a giant amoeba blob on the hospital bed. And they said, what is this? And I'm going to show you the medical history literature. They took photos of stuff, they've never released them. They've created hundreds of millions of tons. Did you hear what I just said? Seriously, I'll give you the actual, it's a massive tonnage, millions of tons, of her cells. And the cloning of drugs and chemicals, the lab growing of whatever you want, you just take a chunk of her cells, looks like spam, I've seen photos of that, and you throw it in basically sugar water or a big vat, a Petri dish, and then you throw in a salmon. Literally, they can just throw in a salmon or throw in a cow or throw in a horse or throw in whatever they want, throw in an egg. And it grows a giant blob of that. Oh, and I forgot, they also shoot a bunch of growth hormone or insulin growth factor into it. Now, do you have any idea how deadly all that is? I mean, it's literally the most deadly cancer ever found. They claim they only found one other person in the 70s, an aborted 8.5-month-old Caucasian boy. He has a name, it has a code name, a number prefix. I'll show it to you. And he's the only other immortal cell line they claim they found. But you can take a piece of this cells and just leave it in a container, not refrigerated, and you can come back 50 years later and it's still alive. It's actual zombie tissue. So you know, you see a movie, zombies, that's obviously, you know, not real, but this is real. So when you hear about lab-grown meat, folks, you're eating Henrietta Lacks or this other boy. So you're eating a dead white baby or a dead black lady. Literally. Now, is that amazing or what? And they got giant factories all over the world. They've licensed their cells everywhere, the U.S. government. They've sold to everybody. And they mainly use Henrietta Lacks, because she's even better than this dead white kid that's in the literature. Now, if you're a new viewer, you're like, what? Folks, you can't make this up. I know it doesn't sound real. Please look into it. So that's coming up tonight. And people are finally freaked out about it. I mean, I saw it everywhere. My inbox got filled with it in the last 48 hours. I was on X, and I'd see a video with 30 million views, 60 million views, 20 million views, 90 million views, 4 million views. And I thought, wow, if people are freaked out about this, how about they're just freaked out about lab-grown meat now on store shelves nationwide, bug protein now on stores nationwide. Wait till people learn where it came from and how it's being produced. And again, people are like, well, Trump better ban it. Kennedy's trying to ban it. 8 states have banned it. But this was all preloaded, and we're moving in the right direction. And Kennedy just banned all thimerosal and vaccines. That's most vaccines have now been banned. He just banned all 22 new mRNA shots last week. So he's hitting on all cylinders. He's had to fire a bunch of people because they kept sneaking around behind his back, sabotaging stuff and signing his name to things, just like with the auto pen. So this is incredible stuff. But put Henrietta Lacks back up there. Imagine she goes in, she's got some cancer, And a week and a half later, it literally, in the reports, the tumor was bigger than what she was left. It was just giant amoeba on top of her, like absorbing her in live time before she, and then she finally died. And the amoeba kept eating her. It was like an actual giant amoeba from her own, just came out of her. It was like, when you talk about the movie Alien, this is way scarier and real. And now that woman's genetics has been more reproduced than anybody else's, they admit. So let's say you go get prescription growth hormone. It says on the package, cloned human growth hormone. Grew it on her cells. Or this dead white kid. I forget. They never gave him a name. They gave him a code designation. I'll pull up the literature. But this is wild. And I said I'd get to it. I'm kind of getting to it now. Also, another huge area we're going to be looking at. And that is, Mexico says that the United States has announced that it's going to invade it. No, NATO has invaded Russia. Mexico and China have invaded the United States. When Trump stood up with these tariff deals, he wasn't attacking people. He was retaliating to the attack. Mexico is run by the narco terror states. Venezuela, other countries. It's run by the cartels on record. And Trump's given them 7 months to stop the activities and shut down the cartels, and they haven't. So Trump is saying, I'm getting ready to have the U.S. military, as he did 4 or 5 months ago, designate them terrorists, take action against the cartels that are more well-equipped than even the Mexican military. So, translation, Trump has declared war on the cartels, and he warned them all, and now they haven't taken action. And so now Trump is getting ready to go after them. And I'm not for invading Iraq or Syria or Russia. And I've been against all these past wars, because it was globalist run, globalist started, and not in our interest. I 100% support President Trump. If he decides to engage in military strikes against drug cartels inside Mexico, they control whole states. They control whole areas. General Flynn got the communiques 4 months ago that he and I and others are on a cartel hit list. The Democrats are manipulating. You got Pelosi saying, you know, MS-13's all God's children. They work with these people. They use them as their private army. So I don't like war. But we have millions of dead from fentanyl. We have millions dead from the crime waves and all the stuff of the past decades. We have a physical invasion. We have Mexico helping continue the invasion. We are under attack. We didn't start it. The Marines and the Army have had to go into Mexico in World War I when Mexico sided with the Germans and attacked us. And before that, and if the Marines need to go into Mexico City, so be it. But I don't think that's going to happen. Trump's saying they're going to strategically target the cartels, who have basically taken over many parts of the United States and corrupted our governments. And look, the CIA was working with them before. A lot of the cartels, they gang up on one or gang up on the other. Didn't really run them, but quasi-controlled them and worked with them. Trump has ended all that. And that's why the New York Times, when Trump first got in, 6-7 months ago, the headline, if Trump actually, what was the exact headline? It was, here's why Trump designating Mexican drug cartels could be bad for the U.S. economy. And they had all these other articles. Oh, you know, you can't do that. So much money's laundered through. It'll collapse the economy. Trump doesn't care. It has to stop. How many people do you know that have died from the drugs coming in from Mexico, the fentanyl and the meth and the rest of it? How many people have been carjacked or killed, like Jamie White, by Mexican mafia-connected people wearing their Mexican flag outfits when they killed him? No, we've got to call the bluff on this, and we're under attack, and that's what militaries are for. When somebody's on your border attacking you with crime and drugs and human waves, that's when you go to war. Just like Russia has NATO on its border starting wars, and it went to war. I don't like what Russia did overall, but I understand why they did it. Well, it's the same thing. We're under attack. This is going on. Mexico's a failed state. They won't get their act together. And if they won't take out the drug cartels, the U.S. military will. So, you want to find a war Alex Jones is for? You want to find a war that I support? It's not against the Mexican people. They're the main victims of this, even worse than us. It is the drug cartels that do not respect this country, do not respect us, and of course the CIA helped do it, and Trump's taking control of that. And I can tell you from my sources deep inside the Pentagon, the Army Special Operations, you name it, they're going after the banks that launder the money, they're shutting down the CIA operations, and they've told the cartels, they've had 7 months, and they told the Mexican government, Trump told them, you will make a real effort to shut this down, or we're going to come down there and we're going to kill people. We're going to come in with C-130s at 20,000 feet in the air, and we're going to blow all those compounds and facilities up where the cartels at some facilities, they even show it. They have hundreds of giant armored vehicles, helicopters, all this crap, huge torture facilities where they torture men, women, and children. They rape 80-plus percent of the kids that come across the border and the women. And Trump's like, listen, I'm telling you, we're going to kill you. You're killing us. So I 100% support a measured strategic rollout. And look, the cartels may do terror attacks. They may kill Republican leaders. That's what they do. Good. Let's get an out in the open fight here. That way it's not kids dying of fentanyl overdoses and stuff. We'll send in the men and we'll fight your men and we'll see who wins. I'm betting on the United States of America. And this will also send a message to the rest of the world that America's back. Wars are when you're actually being killed by somebody. Wars are for when someone is crapping all over you. Wars is when a neighboring country does not respect you and is run by criminals that are attacking you. That's what war is for when it's just. And will it be nasty? Will it be horrible? Will it be disgusting? Yeah, it'll be better than surrender and millions of our people dying quietly. And the illegal aliens running over people and the drunk drivers and the carjackings and my reporter getting killed and all the home break-ins and all the rest of it. So these criminals, just like the thugs all over D.C., carjackings 10 times a day, murders, everybody getting robbed, home invasions, and Trump's like, I'm putting feds on the streets and we're going to federally charge people. I mean, look, you've got to do something. The communists, the globalists, defunded the police. They want to make us a failed state just like Mexico. Trump is doing what he has to do. And on this, I 100% supporting. In fact, let's just get to this now, then I'll get into the Russia and all the rest of the news I mentioned in great detail with all the videos and more coming up. Let's hit this right now. Trump approves military action against Latin American cartels classified as terrorist organizations. He gave them 7 months. And they told him to go to hell. And a lot of it will be the Coast Guard, you know, pulling over boats in our waters. I mean, most of this is not like C-130s, you know, flying around with howitzers and Puff the Magic Dragon vaporizing cartel bases. But that's going to be part of it, I predict. If the cartels start shooting back, which they've already done a few times, which that's why this is happening. You've seen the cartels every week. It's, you know, back at the paper, shooting at the Border Patrol, shooting Border Patrol, doing all this. Just watch what happens. Real simple. And the Mexican military will finally work with us as soon as their president buckles. And the Army's pretty corrupt down there. I'm told from my sources the Navy and their Marines are pretty good, the Mexican Marines. And then, you know, Sheinbaum can take a hike down there if she wants to work with the cartels. I mean, who knows? Maybe Sheinbaum gets removed from office, like Zelensky's about to be. Mexico's president draws red line U.S. kinetic operations against drug cartels not welcome on her soil. Well, you know what's not welcome? Millions of dead from fentanyl and all the crime and all the human trafficking and all the crap, Ms. Sheinbaum. President Sheinbaum. Mexico president vows there will be no invasion after reports that Trump is targeting cartels with military force. Yeah, see how that works. Mexico's president says U.S. forces are unwelcome in her country. Yeah, well, all your crap's unwelcome, too. Got to cut off the Democrats' money supply. That's part of this. Mexican president rules out Trump's reported plan against drug cartels. Where there's a will, what happens now? President Trump has authorized military force against cartels. So, we're not starting a war with the Mexican drug cartels that run that country. They started it. We're just recognizing that it's going on. And once America finds its instincts again and finds its genetic code, and I don't mean that like an American Eagle ad about white people. I mean it's code, what it is, to not sit there and bend over and take it up the ass all day by the whole world, this will turn around very quickly. So, go ahead, Mexican cartels, attack a U.S. military base. Go ahead, kill some Marines, kill some Army. Watch what happens. You're going to get your asses blown to hell. So you want to fight? You better believe you're about to get one. Because Trump is very focused, and he looks at all the data he's got of what's killing this country. And one of the biggest thing is that narco-terrorist state to the south of us with a bunch of arrogant drug cartels that have taken control of the government and bullied almost every bit of it. And let me tell you something. When they run up against 21st century high-tech military, it's bye-bye. They're not guys with a bag of rice and AK-47 on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. They are in compounds, running towns and cities, out in the open. They will be vaporized. I understand their threat, their posture, what they've got, what they have. They are a pushover for the U.S. military, other than if they decide to resort to terror attacks and targeting U.S. law enforcement and leaders, which, hey, eggs got to get broken here. You want to come up here and you want to kill some federal agents and some judges and or talk show hosts? I know you got a hit out on me. Well, that's what grows the tree of liberty, bitch. So if you think all Americans have had their balls cut off, and if you think there's no Americans left, you're about to find out. I predict war with Mexico. It'll be called a security action. And I predict Shine Bomb's going to get thrown out on her communist ass. Just like we took the Panama Canal, very quietly. And I can assure you, it wasn't the Boy Scouts down there doing that. I'll assure you, that's when Xi Jinping flipped out and said, we're ready to go to war with the U.S., started flipping out. Because a whole bunch of his little Chi-Com operatives fell down the stairs or took a dive out of helicopters. So if Trump lets the U.S. military off the leash, the Mexican drug cartels will be wiped out within a month. Anyway, sorry. People are like, God, Jones is a warmonger. You better believe I am when it's on our border and killing a bunch of us. That's what war is for. War isn't to go over and blow up countries and regime change and try to teach the Muslims how to chop their sons' penises off and, you know, go attack the Russians because George Soros doesn't like them. No, war, there's a place for war. Read the Bible. Time to live, a time to die. Time for war, a time for peace. And if Mexico is a failed state that's going to suck us down a black hole with it, we can liberate Mexico and liberate ourselves. So I want it. Bring the war. It's already here. It's already started, like Patrick Henry said. Why don't we sit her idly by? All right, we'll be right back, though. I'm going to shift gears out of this and get into the ending the war with Russia straight ahead. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of TheAlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. Ultimate Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever always eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the Methylene Blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or Ultimate Life Force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the Ultimate Burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the Optimal Human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The United States of America's long surrender to the globalists in all their different operations, and all these countries and institutions that think that they can treat us like a doormat is over. And all the political correctness, if you don't go along with whatever the New World Order operation is, that you're some racist, or you're Hitler, people are sick of it, and the spell is broken, and the sleeping giant has awoken. Now, I know exactly what's about to go down with this peace summit Friday, because I've been following the whole thing. Trump knows NATO started this. Trump knows Biden accelerated it and his controllers. He said it hundreds of times. He's right. And he knows the West started it. And he knows the Russians have won. And the U.S. supplies 85% of the funding, controls almost 100% of the intelligence. When you're intelligence, that means the satellites that guide the missiles and everything else. The telemetry, everything. So you notice Trump about 5 months ago, for just a week, pulled all U.S. intelligence, and suddenly the Ukrainians were blind and the Russians were dominating, because Trump was trying to get Zelensky to come to the table. Because the U.S. initiated this. John Bolton, Victoria Nuland, George Soros, they're all bragging for 15 years they started the whole thing. The EU says they want to break up Russia. They say it's their business plan. They say, we think Russia will never go nuclear. We're going to have a 20 to 30 year conventional war. They'll finally collapse and we'll break Russia in five parts and Europe will take it over. I mean, they put that on national German French TV. I've played the clips here many times, last year and this year. The Russians see that. It's provocative. And so the Russians came in and got a security perimeter in the eastern part, and of course, obviously, the port they grabbed, they've always controlled for 500 years, they built on the Black Sea in the south, and they've said, we're keeping that. And as long as they don't join NATO, we'll pull back and give most of it up, other than Crimea, in a small security corridor. We'll even give Ukraine some disputed areas there in northeastern Ukraine that Russia has before this war, and we'll do a swap. And then the U.S. can come in with the mineral deal that's already there and economically control it. We don't want NATO controlling it. We want a deal that you won't have offensive weapons on our border in Ukraine. And that's what Putin's been saying for a decade or 15 years before he invaded. And Zelensky will never discuss it. He'll say, no, you've got to pay reparations. You've got to admit your tyrants. You've got to give us, quote, everything back. No apologies for what they did. And so Trump said, hey, you don't have the cards at that meeting 4 or 5 months ago at the White House. And if you don't, we're going to pull out and Russia's going to take the whole country, which they don't even want. But the Russians have said, we'll go in to Kharkiv on the east, that's already surrounded, and Kiev, to the north central area, and we will take it by encircling it and laying siege to it and giving everybody a few weeks to get out. And then once those people don't leave, we're going to level it. And Russia does not want to do that. Russia has said the United States can have Ukraine, which produced 40% of the Cold War weapons. It's their main industrial center because it's right on the border with Europe. Russia has destroyed their own infrastructure. Russia with the Ukrainians, that's the same, it's like cousins. It's like a German Shepherd versus an Alsatian. It's just a different variety of German Shepherd. I mean, it's literally where Russia started 1,000 years ago. They're all called Slavs, whether you're in Serbia or Poland or Russia or Ukraine or Georgia. They're all called Slavs because of this one Orthodox priest that came in there and evangelized people. Slav the Wise. He came from Ukraine. He came from Kiev. And so again, that's why Putin, when he talked to Tucker a few years ago, just harped for like an hour on history saying, do you understand this? Do you know this? And Zelensky's banned the Orthodox Church and banned all, even the political opposition that's loyal to him. You know, they agree with the war, but they want to be elected. Nope, no election. He's a dictator. And he's an actor and a comedian and a guy that plays pianos with his penis. I mean, the guy's a joke. He dresses up like a little, you know, commando or whatever. You know, Hitler wore military uniforms, and I didn't agree with Hitler and thought Hitler was a bad guy, but Hitler was a war hero. Iron Cross, first class, that's a Congressional Medal of Honor. And then he had a bunch of other Iron Crosses. In fact, in World War I, he said, this is on record, I don't have time to come to the award ceremonies. I don't have time to be examined to have these awards. I don't want more awards. So when Hitler wore his little, you know, dictator outfit, he actually did it. Zelensky has never been in the Boy Scouts. But he wears his little commando outfits and his little insignias. And it's a joke. It's total stolen valor. And then he's putting, conscripting all these people, including Down syndrome and now women into the military to literally be eaten up by Russian artillery and drones. So, I mean, imagine if I wore a military outfit. I've never been in the military. You'd be like, this guy's a joke. Well, it's the same thing with Zelensky. He wears these military commander outfits, but he's never fired a shot in anger. Oh, but he sits back and follows the globalist script as a good actor, though. So, Putin coming to America, Russians cheer. Will Zelensky get Alaska invite? The word is Trump's been inviting him if he'll actually be part of the deal. Trump invites Putin to step foot in America. Ooh. Which is symbolic because the Russians sold us Alaska for almost nothing. European leaders call for protection of Ukraine as Trump-Putin summit looms. Protection? NATO went in there and got them to start the war. They lost. Trump's trying to give them a deal to keep 90% of their territory, have a huge financial deal, and end this. Neocon Bolton, Alaska summit, a gift to Moscow. He compares it to, after 9/11, the president meeting with Al-Qaeda. Well, Bolton, you and the neocons, literally Trotskyites, they got kicked out of Russia by Stalin. That's where they come from. He's not from there, but he's one of the few guys that wasn't. Crystal's dad, all of them. They came over here and became the conservatives and got financed by the CIA to take over the conservative movement in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s and launch all these wars. It is the neocons on record financing and running Al-Qaeda through USA and all the rest of it, hundreds of billions of dollars going back to George W. Bush. Hell, even before that, Zbigniew Brzezinski and Jimmy Carter and then Reagan and then on and on and on. So don't sit here and tell us this is like Trump meeting with Al-Qaeda after 9/11. You can't talk about Al-Qaeda. NATO, Israel, Turkey, right before Trump got in, finally overthrew Assad and put the worldwide leader of Al-Qaeda in charge. Even CNN said, well, he was Al-Qaeda, but he's good now. And now there's another civil war there. So, again, they use these analogies, and it's literally the people that run Al-Qaeda that are saying this. But the biggest takeaway I'll get to in a moment is Russia warning of false flags and titanic efforts to stop this. But first, here's Bolton. And then meanwhile, J.D. Vance is over there meeting with European leaders trying to get them to go along with this deal. Here it is.
I mean, you were in the room in 2018 in Helsinki when this happened. What do you make of the fact that Putin has now been invited to Alaska?
Well, it's very gracious of Putin to come to former Russian America for this summit. This is not quite as bad as Trump inviting the Taliban to Camp David to talk about the peace negotiations in Afghanistan. But it certainly reminds one of that. The only better place for Putin than Alaska would be if the summit were being held in Moscow. So the initial setup, I think, is a great victory for Putin. He's a rogue leader of a pariah state, and he's going to be welcomed into the United States. Second, I have a feeling this is sliding very quickly in Russia's direction. We're not quite back at February the 28th in the Oval Office when Trump told Zelensky, you don't have any cards. But what's happening is that Russia and the United States are discussing what terms they're going to present to Zelensky. And it may well be that Zelensky has no choice here. Surrendering is always one way to get a peace deal. And it seems to me, you listen to Trump talking about how things are progressing, that even without the meeting, Putin's got his old magic back with Trump. And all that disappointment, all that outrage, so on and so forth. Now you're talking about a deal between Trump and Putin. Think of the press that will get. I have to say, from the strategic perspective, from the U.S. interest perspective, this was not a good day.
Okay, so the West, on record for decades, has tried to gear up Ukraine to get Russia to attack. They've overthrown a bunch of governments, just like they've done in Romania and Albania, and tried to do in Slovakia, and arresting, you know, the front runner of the presidential election in France this year, Marie Le Pen, on and on. If AFD would have won, almost did. Oh, we're going to cancel that election in Germany. You're the tyrants. And then, oh, this is going to be a victory for Russia if there's a peace deal. Russia's already won its military aims that they stated before they invaded 3.5 years ago. They've won. NATO doesn't have the cards. Any real military analyst admits that. Even NATO admits that. They want hundreds of billions in a 250,000 NATO army to be raised to go officially fight the Russians. You see the escalation here? They want to bomb all of Russia. They've already did it with Operation Spiderweb. You see the escalation here? We're on their border. They're not on ours. And Zelensky won't make a deal And Trump has said since he got in, if he doesn't make a deal, I will go make the deal. And you better believe the U.S. runs the Ukrainian military, runs it, runs the NATO weapons. They don't have the satellites. They don't have any of it. The U.S. runs it. None of it works without us. That's why I told you 3.5 years ago, the U.S. is running this. And earlier this year, New York Times pulled surprise that U.S. has secretly been running the whole war. No crap, Sherlock. And Trump's like, this is insane. He's like, I would be against it even if we were winning. But Russia is winning. And the only option he gets from the neocons is, well, let's go to full war with Russia. And Trump's like, what? All the analysts say that goes to nuclear war, you dumbasses. Meanwhile, Trump just got that deal with a bunch of Eastern European countries to take over the Belt and Road and build our own. And it's just dominating. He's taking everything away from Russia. He's taking everything away from the EU. These deals screw them even worse. I mean, when it comes to hardcore business, Trump is dominating for you. But people don't understand geopolitics. They don't even see any of this. Trump just got a deal since NATO blew up their Nord Stream pipeline to the Russians. Okay, now you got to buy all your gas from us at a premium. $600 billion 2 weeks ago. So, believe me, Trump isn't sitting there giving Russia a back massage. With as many resources as Russia gets and has, we should do that, get in there and get it and work with them. But that's not going on. So that's the reality. And so everything Bolton says is a big, giant distortion. No, Bolton, you've destroyed America's view in the world in the Middle East. You've done all this. You lied. You were involved in 9/11 up to your eyeballs. And Netanyahu, you're a joke. You're a fraud. You're a scam. So don't sit here and say you're hurting American power. You got the BRICS supercharged. You drove Russia into China's arms, which has been since the 50s the strategic aim that we would never want. You have destroyed America's standing in the world. You have had your domestic... Trump met with the Taliban to get them to agree to a bunch of stuff. You're the ones that evacuated and gave them $87 billion of weapons. Not us, not Trump. Again, he thinks you're stupid, ladies and gentlemen. Trump didn't support handing Syria over to Al-Qaeda. You guys did it. And Trump's pulled Bolton's security clearance earlier this year. That's good. He needs to be indicted because he withheld the intelligence that Russiagate was fake that was given to him from Trump. That's treason. He admits it. He brags about it. Remember Harry Reid? Let's give him fake intelligence reports. They did. They didn't just give Trump fake reports. That means you withhold the real reports. And it just got declassified a month ago that Bolton withheld those from him. And by the way, grand juries have now been opened, I'm told, on, I told you this was coming months ago, dozens of big globalists have been named. Letitia James and all the rest of them and Jack Smith, but now it's even more, I'm told, with Ed Martin's task force. So it's happening, ladies and gentlemen. This is different than 8 years ago. And I get those of you that, you know, are living in the past and never saw any action, and I told you you wouldn't get action back then. I'm telling you, you're about to get action and you're getting action. That's why they're panicking. And that's why we're in the false flag zone of the globalists right now. As Russia said, Russia says there will be titanic efforts, close quote, to prevent peace with Ukraine. That means false flags. And they list that. And they list the type of false flags. I'll get to that. But here is J.D. Vance dispatched to Europe. The full article and videos is on Infowars.com to get them on board with this. So Trump is definitely pushing for peace. Very laudable. Very proud of it. A very good thing. He also roasted Greta Thunberg at the Munich Security Conference, where he was also pushing for them to abandon their insane Napoleonic and Hitlerian plan for total war with Russia. Here it is.
And expressing opinions isn't election interference. Even when people express views outside your own country, and even when those people are very influential, And trust me, I say this with all humor. If American democracy can survive 10 years of Greta Thunberg scolding, you guys can survive a few months of Elon Musk. But what German democracy, what no democracy, American, German, or European, will survive is telling millions of voters that their thoughts and concerns, their aspirations, their pleas for relief are invalid or unworthy of even being considered.
All right, so everybody asks themselves, is Trump real? Is Vance real? Are they good? Yeah, they're good. Strategically. We want to cut Russia off from China and have them come in with a deal with us, not have the EU have a war with Russia to try to stand political power, then the long run leads to nuclear war, at least financial collapse. We want to isolate China that's run by communist Chinese that have been funding the Democrats and controlling the West to cut them off. That's happening. And then launch a real new American century, not based on neocon wars, but on freedom and prosperity and competition. And so, yeah, people go, well, actually, there's elements of the CIA that want to end this war with Russia because they know it's helping China. Yeah. Just because the CIA and some factions of it are right about some things. I was talking about this 30 years ago. This has always been the issue. So I've always been here. Just because we're getting people in government that aren't 100% against our country doesn't mean when, oh, well, and now I'm for China taking over because I don't want the U.S. elites to be in control. There are elites now. We're taking the country back, and we're cutting off the Chi-Coms. Got it? We have power. We hold the administration's feet to the fire. We're in charge. Got it? What, you think we stand up to communist China by putting the Democrats in? Well, J.D. Vance is just trying to end the war with Russia because he wants to cut China off. Yeah, uh-huh, exactly. You know what China's doing in the South China Sea and everywhere else? You know what they're doing, dominating the whole planet? What their agenda is? You think the Democrats are bad? The communist Chinese make them look like angels. And the Russians have got the biggest country in the world. More resources than the whole continent of Africa. The real strategy, Pentagon documents going back to the 50s and throughout, up till now, and the Rand Corporation and Carnegie, said the ultimate alliance would be the United States and Russia, geographically and resource-wise and culturally, and through soft power, we would dominate the whole planet and have a true golden age. And de-radicalize the Middle East, Saudi Arabia is going that way, and just stop it. And then we can have the Jetsons' future. But not under this current trajectory. So, yeah, I do support Trump and the security establishment beachhead we have that doesn't want to drive Russia in the arms of China and destroy the dollar in America's future. Yeah, 100%. I'm in alignment with that, of course. And stop the eugenics poisoning of our food and water and the Bill Gates plan and all the rest of it. And the Hollywood demoralization of the country. Trump's doing all the right things on that stuff, folks. Securing the border, national sovereignty, all of it. But the main danger is NATO attacking a nuclear reactor in eastern Ukraine, blowing up some NATO ships planted on Russia, firing some missiles into Poland or Romania or something like that. We're in the prime zone right now for titanic efforts, as the Russians say, to derail this peace deal. Because Zelensky and NATO won't take it, so Trump says, fine, I'm going to go do a deal with Putin, offer it to them, and if they don't do it, we're out. And it's going to happen. And this brings down the whole globalist system. And it cuts Russia off from China and drives them into our arms, which in all strategic analyses is the obvious best move for everybody concerned. Empires that were smart didn't kill each other. They made alliances. They married their sons and daughters off. That's what they did. If the United States really wants to dominate the planet with soft power, we make a deal with Russia. And if we don't try to take their sovereignty and give them their pride and let them be in charge of their own thing, they want this deal. They know it's the deal for their own power, people. This is the brass ring geopolitically. This is what the globalists don't want. It's what they fear the most. Here's a few minutes of Trump spanking Zelensky famously. We'll come back with more of it because this is historic. And you're about to see part two of this in the next week. Here it is.
Be tough. I could be tougher than any human being you've ever seen. I'd be so tough. but you're never going to get a deal that way. So that's the way it goes. All right, one more question. Yeah, please.
Hey, I want to respond to this. So look, for 4 years in the United States of America, we had a president who stood up at press conferences and talked tough about Vladimir Putin, and then Putin invaded Ukraine and destroyed a significant chunk of the country. The path to peace and the path to prosperity is maybe engaging in diplomacy. We tried the pathway of Joe Biden of thumping our chest and pretending that the President of the United States' words mattered more than the President of the United States' actions. What makes America a good country is America engaging in diplomacy. That's what President Trump is doing.
Can I ask you?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So he occupied it, our parts, big parts of Ukraine, parts of East and Crimea. So he occupied it on 2014. So during a lot of years, so I'm not speaking about just Biden, but those time was Obama, then President Obama, then President Trump, then President Biden, now the President Trump, and God bless, now President Trump will stop him. But during 2014, nobody stopped him. He just occupied and took. He killed people. You know what the contact
2015.
Line? 2014.
2014.
Well,
2014.
Yeah, yeah. So
I was not here.
Yeah, but,
exactly
but
right.
Yes, but during 2014 till 2022, yeah, the same, was the situation the same? The people have been dying on the contact line. Nobody stopped him. You know that we had conversations with him, a lot of conversations, my bilateral conversation, and we signed with him, me, like a new president. In 2019, I signed with him the deal. I signed with him, Macron and Merkel, we signed ceasefire. Ceasefire, all of them told me that he will never go. We signed him gas contract. Yes, but after that, he broken the ceasefire. He killed our people, and he didn't...
All right, let's stop there. I'm going to come back with the real fireworks if you forget it. But NATO and their back forces were bombing all on the Russian border this whole time. They were overthrowing Ukraine with a coup, and we're going to take their port. That's why they went in there. Just like the Chi-Coms were going to take the Panama Canal we built, and Trump just went there and took it back. It's the same thing. We'll be right back with hour number two. Remember, we have the best methylene blue out there. You really need to get it at theellishonestore.com. The best methylene blue. It's such a game changer, and it funds the operation. The best methylene blue, theellishonestore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexshowstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
If you are receiving receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I want to finish up with a historical flashback of what happened 5-6 months ago when Zelensky got spanked in the White House. You're going to see a lot more of that this week coming up when he doesn't agree to the deal. He's already said he's going to sabotage it and try to block it. And then I'm going to hit this story that's gone so viral about Bill Gates and lab-created butter. And if you think people are upset about it now, wait till they learn what's really behind it. That's coming up next segment and more. But let's go back to the historic confrontation. People can never forget about this.
Disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems?
What?
Bringing people into your military?
Do we have problems?
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all, during the war, everybody has problems, even you. But you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future.
You don't know that.
God bless. You will not have a war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because you're in no position to dictate that. Remember this. You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will feel influenced.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influenced.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and it happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards.
Playing cards.
Right now, you don't. Yeah, you're playing cards,
Mr. President. I'm very serious.
You're gambling with the lives of millions of people.
You're
gambling with World War III.
What do you think?
You're gambling with World War III, and what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
That's with all respect to you,
far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once?
A lot of times.
No, in this entire meeting, you said thank you.
Even today.
You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Oh. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
Please, you think that if you will speak very loudly about the war,
he's not speaking loudly. He's not speaking loudly. Your country is in big trouble.
Can I answer?
Wait a minute. No. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this.
I.
You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks
in
this cabinet, and not only in this cabinet.
We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted for your
president. We gave you military equipment, and your men are brave, but they had to use our military.
What about West?
If you didn't have our military equipment, if you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
In three days, I heard it from Putin. In 3 days. This is something
maybe
new.
Less.
In 2 weeks. Of course, yes.
It's going to be a very hard thing to do business like this,
again,
I tell you.
Just say thank you.
I said a lot of times thank you to American people.
Except that there are disagreements, and let's go litigate those disagreements rather than trying to fight it out in the American media when you're wrong. We know that you're wrong.
But you see, I think it's good for the American people to see what's going on out here. I think it's very important. That's why I kept this going so long. You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're running low on soldiers. You're running low on soldiers. It would be a damn good thing. And then you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire. I want to go, and I wanted this. Look. If you could get a ceasefire right now, I tell you, you'd take it so the bullets stop flying and your men stop getting killed.
Of course, we want to stop the war. But
you're saying you don't want a ceasefire.
But I said to you,
I want a ceasefire.
With guarantees.
Because you'll get a ceasefire faster than an agreement.
Ask our people about ceasefire, what they think.
That wasn't
it doesn't
with
matter
me.
For you what
That wasn't
what
with me. That was with a guy named Biden who was not a smart person.
That was with Obama. It was your president.
Excuse me. That was with Obama who gave you sheets and I gave you javelins.
Yes.
I gave you the javelins to take out all those tanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the alexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the story has gone mega viral in the last 2 days. And I'm so glad that the public is finally erupting with interest over this, because I've been focusing on lab-grown meat and lab-grown butter and lab-grown milk and insect flour. It's not flour. It's toxic chitin shells of crickets and things for decades. But now all the big top food producers, Tyson, you name it, in the last 4 years have invested tens of billions of dollars, and they've got factories, you pull it up, built all over the United States to have lab-grown meat and produce all these insects and try to force you to eat it. But a company in Illinois, funded by Bill Gates, has come out with lab-grown butter. And as gross as it is and how it's made, I'll get into that, how they tell you it's made versus how it has made is different. It's nothing compared to the lab-grown beef that's not beef, the lab-grown pork that's not pork, the lab-grown chicken that's not chicken, the lab-grown salmon that's not salmon, the lab-grown turkey that's not turkey. It's just insane. And when you learn that they grow it from cancer cells of a dead black woman, folks, I know that sounds insane. I'll show you the receipts. You can look it up all for yourself. It's public. It's not even debated. Bill Gates, anything he rolls forward, you should consider to be basically cyanide. So they want to ban traditional, real, sustainable agriculture by calling this sustainable. That's the ESGs, that's BlackRock, that's the globalist plan. That's the climate czar, Kerry, last year at these summits saying we got to cut half the farming, which they're doing in Ireland and Sri Lanka and the Netherlands, or, quote, the world will starve if we don't cut off half the food. You're like, that doesn't make sense. Cut the food in half or people will starve. This is the post-industrial world. This is what they want. And Israel is a leader with Netanyahu in lab-grown meat. What is cancer? It's cells that grow out of control and replicate at hyper speed. They use cancer shells from Henrietta Lacks, we'll get to her in a moment, and others. Only a few other people know that have this cell. It's a zombie cell. Won't die. And you can mix these cancer cells with growth hormone or insulin-like growth factor. Remember the big controversy about it being in milk? They finally pulled it out. That's just giving it to cows, produce more milk, you get a little bit of it. They're growing this stuff in growth hormone. Wonder why your daughters are going to puberty when they're six? Wonder why your sons are having these problems? It's all on record. So Kennedy's got a working group RFK Jr., head of HHS, to ban this, but a whole bunch of states have already banned it, including Texas. So that's the good news. But when you expose this for decades, finally when you start seeing the public get upset about it, that's the exciting moment, because now that's the time to get this crap shut down, not just here but around the world. So we're not going to just look at the lab-made butter. We're going to look at lab-made beef, salmon, all of it right now. A company called Batavia in Illinois is making butter in a way you're not ever seen before. No animals, no plants, no oils. The butter is made from carbon oil. The sustainability-focused approach has the blessing and backing of Bill Gates. CBS News. So let's go ahead and roll this news report, then I'll give you the news behind the news, the rest of the story.
It looks, smells, and tastes like the butter we're all familiar with, but without the farmland, fertilizers, or emissions tied to that typical process. And this butter breakthrough, it's happening right here in Batavia. In the middle of an industrial park in a suburb west of Chicago, something unprecedented is happening. So you're using this gas right now to, like, cook your food. And we're proposing that we would like to first make your food with that gas.
The company is called Savor, and you better believe it. Their pioneering tech uses carbon and hydrogen to make the stick of butter you see on this plate.
This is pretty novel, to be able to make food that looks and tastes and feels exactly like dairy butter, but with no agriculture whatsoever.
And no long ingredient list the average person can't pronounce.
It's really just our fat, some water, a little bit of lecithin as an emulsifier, and some natural flavor and color.
How? Fats are made up of carbon and hydrogen chains. The goal here? Replicate those chains without animals or plants. And they did it. They tell me to simplify. They take carbon dioxide from
stop
the air.
Right here. Oh yeah, like the mRNA shots. They're totally safe and effective. Simplify. They're not telling you how they do it. I'm about to tell you how they do it. But again, without plants and cows, because remember, cow farts are bad. Even though there's always been cows, the buffalo are wild cows. You can breed a buffalo with a cow. It's the same thing, bovine. There are more buffalo. Did you know that there are cows today in America? But they go, oh, a cow farting's bad. Methane's bad. It's part of the atmosphere. So they want to ban traditional agriculture and go, don't worry, we got a laboratory owned by Bill Gates. That's where you get your butter. And let's simplify how we make it. We're not going to tell you how we make it, but we're going to simplify it. Let's continue.
And from water, heat them up and oxidize them. The final result?
It looks like a wax, like a candle wax at first.
But they're fat molecules, like the ones in beef, cheese, or vegetable oils.
Sustainability is why we are here.
It's all done releasing zero greenhouse gases, using no farmland to feed cows.
We're like not at full capacity in this facility yet. So,
and even though we're standing in a factory setting.
And in addition to the carbon footprint being much lower for a process like this, right?
The by the way, rewind that. 10 seconds. I love the big tank behind her called slop water. They're like, oh, it's totally clean. Wait till you hear. Oh, there's a slop water over here. There's no cows. There's no plants, those evil things. There's no carbon. Bill Gates, by the way, CNN wants to cut down trees because they're bad too. They produce carbon. Carbon dioxide, it's evil. All right, continue.
And even though we're standing in a factory setting.
And in addition to the carbon footprint being much lower for a process like this, right, the land footprint is like 1,000 times lower than what you need in traditional agriculture.
I know what you're thinking.
Stop again. Back up 10 seconds. Traditional agriculture, John Kerry. London Guardian headline. Organic agriculture is the worst. Got to ban it. Oh, my God. Actual cows eating grass and then all, and drinking water. And oh, no, no, no. We've got a slop water facility. We've got the, we're doing all this. You need to, they want to ban everything else. Bill Gates says he wants to ban eating beef. He wants to make you eat the new beef, which again is total fraud. It's not beef. It's not salmon. It's not butter. It's false advertising. And we're going to ban it. Russia's already banned it. Europe's banning it. The Chi-Coms love it. We need to ban it here, and it's happening. And I love the total rejection. I mean, 99% in polls. Again, we don't want Bill Gates to be our doctor or our chef. ABC News, AP, Reuters. Majority of polio cases worldwide caused by Bill Gates' vaccine. The guy's just a mass murderer. But he does it through the shots, through the poison food, through the bug protein. I mean, it's just, it's insane that this is even going on. But here's the problem. I'm going to show you coming up. This is already on store shelves everywhere. Did you know that? Not just the butter. No, the lab-grown beef, the lab-grown poultry, the lab-grown salmon. And the names it's got, all natural, open ocean, ooh. And then it's laboratory grown in cancer cells. Go back to the report.
Into the carbon footprint being much lower for a process like this, right? The land footprint is like 1,000 times lower than what you need in traditional agriculture.
I know what you're thinking. I think we need to taste this.
I would love for you to taste this.
How does it taste?
Hey, pause again.
I love butter.
Notice how all the managers, all the reporters are women with Stockholm syndrome that went and got their college degree in PR and science. And so it's non-threatening. Oh, it's a woman. It's always a woman. Oh, we're going to teach your son to cut his penis off. It's transgenderism. Oh, I'm a woman. I'm non-threatening because epigenetically you're not threatened by a woman as being a tyrant because traditionally men commit 97% of violent crime in every culture. But now because they have women up there selling the evil, it's like, well, it's a woman in a cute little red dress. It must not be threatening. It's not Hitler in a black uniform. That's the Trojan horse. Let's continue.
How does it taste?
I love butter, so I'm going to take a really healthy amount.
Admittedly, surprisingly, like butter.
Back it up again.
Cheers.
Back it up, back it in. I love butter. It's all scripted, so I'm going to take a really big bite. It's not butter. How are they allowed to call bug protein, chitin, very carcinogenic, their shells, flour? How are they able to call human cancer cells beef? How are they able to call human cancer cells? I'm about to get to it. Fish. Because you take a blob of fish and throw it in with Henrietta Lacks immortal cell line and it grows a whole vat of it. The cancer takes over those cells like the movie The Thing and then replicates a giant vat. Some of these vats, I've seen them, are the size of Olympic swimming pools. You just throw in blobs of Henrietta Lacks's cancer blob and you throw in some salmon cells and a month later you got a big giant vat of salmon. With growth hormone. Oh, that's really fun. I mean, this is, you couldn't come up with something this crazy in fiction. But they got a bunch of chicks. You know, she's got her little striped outfit on. She's like 29 and she's over here. It's so good. Eat it. Like all the Hollywood stars they've hired in the last 10 years. They go, oh, I love maggots. I love maggot milk. They actually kept maggots turned into a, quote, milk. It's not milk. It's liquefied maggots. Imagine they said, oh, stores now selling liquefied maggot. Blended maggot. Would you buy blended maggot? Would you buy Henrietta Lacks cancer cells? No. So they call it milk. They call it butter. They call it all of that. I mean, you just... I can't believe we even have to fight this. All right, go back to the report.
I know what you're thinking. I think we need to taste this.
I would love for you to taste this.
How does it taste?
I love butter, so I'm going to take a really healthy amount.
Admittedly, surprisingly, like butter.
Delicious.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Which is like butter.
Another reason they say this makes an impact, no palm oil, a significant contributor to deforestation and climate change. That's not all. Of the 51 billion
again.
Tons.
It's all UN, back it up to the seconds, all UN, ESG, carbon dioxide, part of the life cycle, oxygen, water, sunlight, carbon dioxide. It's all for the UN. It's all, the cows are bad. Don't worry. Bill Gates has got it all. Fake butter, lab grown, all of it. Look, we've got the Dumbo chicks up here. It's okay. Continue.
Reduce the butter.
Another reason they say this makes an impact, no palm oil, a significant contributor to deforestation and climate change. That's not all. Of the 51 billion tons of greenhouse gases emitted every year, 7% is from the production of fats and oils from animals and plants. So when could you get a taste yourself? Right now, they're working directly with restaurants.
Oh, it's so wonderful and so delicious and so healthy. When can you get it for yourself? Everybody has it in demand. We want it around. Don't worry. It's only at the most trendy restaurants first, just like the fake salmon from human cancer cells. We'll tell you about it in a moment. Let's continue.
Every year, 7% is from the production of fats and oils from animals and plants. So when could you get a taste yourself? Right now, they're working directly with restaurants, bakeries, and food suppliers, releasing these chocolates made with their butter in time for the holidays.
Savor Butter, in either its current manifestation or with our partners, we expect that to be on the shelves kind of more like around 2027.
Their teams here in Batavia, Illinois, and their home lab base in San Jose, California, backed by Bill Gates, who wrote in his blog, quote, "The idea of switching to lab-made fats and oils may seem strange at first, but their potential to significantly reduce our carbon footprint is immense. Believing butter can make a difference."
This is really about how we feed our species and heal our planet at the same time.
I put more information on food sustainability and how this could impact our food industry moving forward in the story that's up on our website right now, where you'll also find more information about this company. Reporting inside Savor's facility in Batavia, I'm Tara Molina, CBS News Chicago, Investigators.
Oh, and like the doctors wearing white lab coats, take the shot. You can't get COVID. You can't share it. You'll get a nice heart attack and cancer, though. And it'll destroy your immune system, and you get COVID way worse. She's wearing a hard hat and safety glasses. My God, I got to listen to her. Reading off a teleprompter, reading a anti-human script. The good news is, I mean, everybody is rejecting this crap. But you notice, they're putting it in food companies that don't tell you what's in the ingredients. They're like, well, they said that's coming in 2017. Really? It got approved last year. Now it went on the shelves this week at restaurants. At the most trendy Haitian restaurant in San Francisco, lab-grown salmon introduced by Bay Area-based cultivated seafood company Wild Type. So it's not wild, but they tell you it's wild salmon when you, it's wild, but it's not. It's not even salmon. Area-based cultivated seafood. Seafood, it's not seafood. It's grown in a lab. Cultivated seafood, wild. What did they call their company with the fake butter? Savor. It's savory. Everything, like listing again a deadly poison like cyanide is applesauce. Lab-grown salmon is now FDA approved. Here's why this one restaurant is putting it on the menu. It's the hottest restaurant, the Haitian restaurant. Wow, Haitians are definitely known for their cuisine. Well, they're black. We better eat it. Lab-grown salmon hits the menu at an Oregon restaurant as the FDA greenlights the cell-cultured product. Texas becomes the seventh state to ban lab-grown meat. It's out of the Fort Worth newspaper. Oh, so there are people not going along with this. But CBS News didn't tell you that. Oh, banning lab-grown meat is stupid. It's not meat. That's false advertising. Who's afraid of lab-grown meat? Yeah, what's your wrong, pussy? Scientists have created immortal human lipid cells. Now, let's talk about, in most of these companies, how they're producing it. Growth hormone, immortal cell lines, and then they just emulsify the cells of whatever it is they want to copy, and then the cancer grabs it and then uses the vitamin water, basically. I don't mean the actual company vitamin water, but, you know, vitamins and sugar, and then it just produces this giant cancer blob, and then they call it beef or chicken or turkey or salmon. And then they roll it out on store shelves, which is now happening, and don't tell you that it's got growth hormone in it with many of the companies, or that it was grown on a mortal cell line. CNN, lab-grown meats cleared for sale. Go read about immortal cell lines. Just type it in. Henrietta Lacks and one other person, their cells never die. You mix with anything, it just copies them. They call her cell line, her family gets paid a patent on it now, Gila. Henrietta Lacks. Millions and millions of tons every year of her cells created. Henrietta Lacks, immortal cell line. Here she is right here. She came in a couple weeks. This blob grew in her whole body. It was a giant amoeba sitting there on the hospital bed. And they said, well, we're going to see what this does. And now you eat it. A spontaneously immortalized muscles stem cell line from brown marbled grouper for cell cultured fish meat production. You can just read all about grouper and salmon and everything. And they just splice it in with her and just call it that. So did you know you're eating black woman's cancer cells? And there's a bunch of other ones too. She's just one you can look up. Oh, they didn't tell you. I'll take a 8-ounce black woman cancer blob. Oh no, this is a filet mignon, lab grown. Here she is. Henrietta Lacks. Unlocking the potential of cultivated meat through cell line engineering. Immortalize cell lines are useful tools for all sorts of stuff they got going on. Henrietta Lacks, only person with immortal cells, zombie cells. She's not the only one, but she's the one they mass produce. Lacks family lawsuit seeks share of profits stemming from her cells. And then this is a lesson in propaganda. Look at this article. FDA clears wild-type cell-cultivated salmon for U.S. debut. Oh, wild. That sounds pretty good. I love wild. Wild-caught salmon on the menu. San Francisco-based wild-type will be the first company to launch cultivated seafood in the U.S. after securing an FDA no-questions letter regarding the safety of its cell-cultured salmon. Wild-type is the fourth cultivated protein producer to incorporate the U.S. pre-market scientific and safety consultation, the third to have a full approval. The debut was, was at the James Beard Award-winning Haitian restaurant in Portland, Oregon on Thursday night in June, though every day starting in July before expanding into additional restaurants. Isn't that delicious? Weeks after FDA approval, Wild Type expands cultivated salmon across restaurants across the United States. You read Wild Type, Wild Type. You're like, I'll take that wild salmon. No, that's not what you're getting. You're getting lab-grown garbage owned by Jeff Bezos. Yeah, Jeff Bezos is bringing you the salmon, Bill Gates, the fake butter and beef.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at the alexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to the alexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. 50% off.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
So the only power of the globalists, mad scientists have, is the power we give them. We can reject all their self-driving cars. We can reject their lab-grown meat. We can reject their bug protein they call flour. You have to learn it. You have to find it. You have to say no to it. When you find out a restaurant's doing it, don't just not shop there. They try to sell it to you without telling you. Sue them. They're assaulting you. Get aggressive. I want to finish up with this and get into the latest AI news. It's huge and more. But I wanted to go back to Savor, this Bill Gates company, with the lab-created butter. They won't tell you how they make it. And his lab-grown beef that we know how they make it. It's not beef. They mix growth hormone and beef cells and with immortal cell lines of humans, cancer viruses, cancer cells, and just it bloop, and go, that's beef. We call it beef. It's like selling a Well, cubic zirconium is a diamond, but it wasn't made naturally. But it's still a fraud. This is way beyond that. Technically, a cubic zirconium is a diamond. It's just lab grown. This stuff, this fraud is way worse. So who's ready for some Bill Gates butter? An effort to battle climate change, they don't have kids, climate change. Bill Gates is investing, you know, the North Pole's flooded. It's not, but they don't care. In a company called Savor. Savor aims to produce God-given animal-based butter. Oh, God-given, with synthetic butter. And it's not stopping at butter. He's looking to replace everything from animal fat as an ingredient and banning anything natural, saying it's bad for the earth. Remember what, again, John Kerry said, the climate czar last year. Oh, we got to ban all traditional agriculture. It's bad for the earth. Who the hell granted this creature the authority to change everything? Can an asteroid come down and take him out already? I don't want that. I don't take out his ideas. So here's Bill Gates. And you got Netanyahu running around calling lab-grown meat real meat. It's a fraud. It's false advertising. It's dangerous. And thank God, seven states, that's about to be eight, have passed laws. And then you got FDA approving Jeff Bezos lab-grown fake fish for U.S. food supply without safety data. The FDA admits we're not doing any safety data. We're just going to call it fish, let them say that it's, you know, wild captured. Wild type. It says on the menu, look, honey, wild salmon. You go already, it's like, this isn't factory farm salmon where they just put nets up in the ocean and grow it and feed it. And they have genetically engineered salmon that grow three times larger that are already getting out in the ocean and killing the regular salmon. No, 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 no. No, no, no. We're talking about lab-grown fake salmon that we're going to call wild. All of it a deception. Hoping you're stupid. Incredible. So you got Jeff Bezos coming in on one side. You got Bill Gates on the other. Whole Foods now has gone from totally organic to totally unorganic. But people on the left all lines up because they're Whole Foods, whole paycheck. It's all a sick joke. They just want the name. Whole Foods. Oh, it's whole Henrietta Lacks cancer cell. It's whole evil. Here's Bill Gates saving you from the climate change. God, watching him eat his brush. Right.
Agricultural emissions are one of the most difficult to get rid of. People have come up with alternative food, but what we're seeing is that it's hard to get more than a small market share. And those foods just don't taste the same.
Savor's
made a...
It's hard to get rid of farm emissions. Translate, it's hard to get rid of all the farmers and convince you to eat something I grew in a lab with cancer cells. It's hard, but we'll just call it wild type. We'll just call it Savor. Why not call the Grim Reaper Rainbow Man? How about call the devil Sweetheart or Grandma? What do we call cancer cell blobs? We're going to sell them tumors of hyperactive cancer cells that take over everything. Well, I'm just thinking here, you better cook this lab-grown meat really good, because if you absorb, well, this just hit me, if you eat a living, undead, uncooked, immortal cell line that takes over any cells around it, oh my God. What's the COVID shot, dude? It goes in and turns off your white blood cells. Causes cancer, my God. Good Lord. I mean, and then you've got all the big pharma companies saying, oh, cancer's about to go up 5,000% in the last couple of years, and it is going up right now. It goes straight up, and they're like, and everybody's going to be eating this. Oh, honey, let's go out and have some wild salmon tonight. Mm. Well, we paid $50 for this. This is wild caught. Mm. It's literally a Frankenfood. I mean, this is like, people are worried about changing the genes of a tomato or something, which that causes problems. This is beyond all that. And they're just doing it. Oh, but let's go back to Bill Gates, the author of the lockdowns, the poison shots, the lab-created virus. He loves us so much. You know, his dad's the head of Planned Parenthood. Yeah, he's with depopulation. Yeah, there's too many people. Yeah, but we should eat his lab-grown beef, which is a beef. I mean, what's wrong with that? Folks, just eat the black woman's cancer, please. Just eat the cancer. Just eat. Just die. Just, will you die already? My dad tried to kill everybody. He took over the IBM Foundation. Will you just die? My God, I got to get all these kids polio shots and give them polio. And it's trouble covering that up. I've already killed billions of people. My God, I'm trying to kill some people here. Can't you make it easy on me? Satan's got a gun to my head. Just eat the Henrietta Lacks cancer blob, for heaven's sakes. Eat it. It's beef. Eat the bugs. God, stop being a Nazi. Stop being extreme. Back to Bill Gates.
That's great. Delicious.
Agricultural emissions are one of the most difficult to get rid of.
Farming.
People have come up with alternative food, but what we're seeing is that it's hard to get more than a small market share.
Those foods. Yeah, they just don't taste good. They're poisonous. We don't want them. Again, back it up and start again. I'm going to stop now. It's hard to get rid of the emissions. They're part of the atmosphere. You put off emissions. You fart methane. Listen to him. They list emissions. Carbon dioxide, methane is bad. And now we got to ban everything that does that. And don't worry, I've got businesses to take it over with some delicious live cancer blobs, literal zombie blobs. I mean, you can't, I'm like, I know all this and I can't even believe it. I'm like saying this. It doesn't sound real. Sorry, start over. I'm not going to interrupt this time. Just here's Bill Gates.
That's great.
Agricultural emissions are one of the most difficult to get rid of. People have come up with alternative food, but what we're seeing is that it's hard to get more than a small market share. And those foods just don't taste the same. Savers made an advance in the chemistry. It's ultra different in terms of the environmental footprint, but it's as good as those real animal fats.
At Savor, we've been really excited to explore a new technical approach to making food that does not require vast amounts of land or animal suffering, doesn't, you know, produce greenhouse gases. It's a totally non-agricultural method for producing food. The fats that Savor makes are made by a thermochemical process. They are the only foods in the world so far that are made entirely without photosynthesis.
Happy to have you here. We're going to have a meal together. Everything has been made with Savor fat, different kind of formulation of Savor fat in it. Everything we're trying to...
So let's stop again.
Here.
Notice he's wearing the pink sweater to be non-threatening. And there's a woman. Look, it's almost all women in Bill Gates. Oh, hi! Let's teach people how to eat poison, kids. Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drills. Continue.
Sustainable food needs to be craveable as well in order to get to mass adoption and mass market. We think that butter is very special and it fits very well our technology because it's hard to replicate animal butter. It has a very complex composition when it comes to fatty acid. What do you think?
That's great. Oh, I wouldn't have been able to tell you that wasn't butter.
Okay, that's great.
What shall we try next?
Next is burger and fries. So in this we have a different kind of formulation. So it's our Savor Tallow formulation. And then we have fries and then we have aioli.
That's quite good.
Here we are looking for juiciness. We're looking for what we think is so far missing in the alternatives we find on the market. All of them are using plant oils. So like the melting profile is different. The mouthfeel is different. And so how do we get to something juicy and drippy and craveable? So now we have the end of this journey, which after burger, we're just going to get ice cream. And this is what they're looking for, something which is fully pleasurable and past beyond what we find very often on the market.
Try chocolate, yeah. We've got strawberry here?
Yes.
It's got that rich feel. So the dream here is that Savor itself will be coming out with butter in the next year or two. And then for these other products, Savor will be a key ingredient to help them achieve food that is environmentally friendly, but also tastes great.
reminds me of the communist Mayor de Blasio going, you mean I get a burger and fries if I take the mRNA HIV spike protein and get turbo cancer and a heart attack? You mean I get this burger and I get these fries? It's like, again, when you put a piece of cheese on the mousetrap or a worm on a hook, you're not giving the fish something because you love it. You're not giving the mouse cheddar cheese because you want to take it, you know, out on a date or maybe to Disney World. You want to kill it. And these are literal psychotic predators saying, this is fish, this is butter, this is beef. No, it's not. They know what they're doing. They want to depopulate you. Bill Gates is on record. You want me to show you clips I'm saying? I've done it thousands of times. I'm sorry things are so evil. I'm sorry things are so out of control. I'm sorry this is the way it is. But you can raise the alarm. You can take clips out of the show. You can share it. And you can learn about food and say no to these people. I could show hours of this in Singapore, in Japan, in China. But here's Netanyahu with lab-grown meat. It's not meat. It's done the same way with cancer cells. That's what replicates. But it's a good cancer. I can't believe it's not cancer. I can't believe it's not bother. And remember Netanyahu during the COVID thing, he's like, Israel's going to use all our people as guinea pigs. We'll be the center of medical research through our national health system. People are like, you're anti-Semitic. What, because he wants to poison people in Israel with poison shots? What the hell are you talking about? This is all psychotic. Our life expectancy's down. Autism's off the chart. We're being killed. And we need RFK Jr. to ban lab-grown meat. States are already doing it. Seven states. Whole bunch are about to do it. We're banning fluoride in the water at the state level. We're banning it all. We're winning. We're turning the tide, the geoengineering, the weather modification that they said didn't exist. Now it's old, it exists, but it's good. See, we're winning by forcing these topics out. This is a live and dead situation. I went to the AI news. It says guys are taking over, it's loaded from air. But first, let's go to Netanyahu. This is an industrial printer replaces a slaughterhouse. Say, hey, pause. Oh, we don't kill cows. Oh, it's good for the earth. Oh. We take the cancer cells and create a blob of cancer delicioso. Continue.
Prints
tons a day. Of fake beef.
זה רק לשם ההמחשה, אתה תוכל לבחור את הסטייק שלך.
You make fake steak.
שוחר סטייקי בקצב תעשייתי.
You make fake fish.
אני לא יודע אם אתה אוהב יותר שומן או
פחות. Fake chicken.
באמצע. View order, slide to print. ופה בעצם המדפסת מתחילה לייצר.
There's Netanyahu selling his own people this.
סטייקים
בהיכולות פה ישתה military guarding it.
חיים אחרי שהם מודפסים. סטייק יהיה מוכן בסביבה
דקה. Oh, that's real kosher.
דקה. השלב פה הוא שווה ערך לשלב שבו הפרה נולדת בעצם. הפרה לוקח שנתיים עד שהיא נשחטת.
We don't need to grow cows, we just do this. Cows are bad. Cows, bad cows. No land, no water. We just print the steak. It's not a steak. Look at these people.
Fast
food.
This is the slaughterhouse of the future. He loves his demonic. He's like, now he goes in to have a demonic meal.
זו מדפסת שמדפיסה מוצר שהוא מוכן לטיגון, מה שנקרא ready to cook. מכיל תאים אמיתיים.
Oh, it's real cells. We're printing a grouper for you.
אין עוד חברה שיודעת לעשות דבר כזה.
We grow grouper cells. How do you grow them? Oh, a black lady's cancer cells. That's very kosher. Will the rabbis like it? But it's so sick. People can't even grasp it. It's like, what? Here. Oh, now he's going to have some. And look, they mix the fake meat with like a pear and some other food to make it look real. Oh. First time in the world that such a thing has happened. Look, he ate it. It's delicious. Oh, boy. And if you don't eat lab-grown cancer cells, you're Hitler. Here's Netanyahu turning more. Each test tube contains the cells. So we want a grouper, we want a salmon, we want a cow. We take it, we put it in the cancer cell vial. You take one little thing you want to replicate, you put it in with the cancer cells, and now you have delicious cancer. Mmm. Oh, it's delicious. Tasty with comparison. Tasty. And clean. Oh, it's clean. It's amazing. I want some more of this. Oh, my God. Internet, relax. This black woman is delicious. We take the black woman genes, we take her cancer blob, we mix it with a little bit of beef and it's delicious for you.
And consume it there.
So delicious. Just amazing. Oh, God.
ואנחנו נמצאים פה במקום שהטכנולוגיה יכולה פשוט לייתר את מרבית העבודה שלנו. אנרגיה נקייה.
חלק עצום של הזיהום בעולם.
Yeah, it fixes the pollution. Oh, yeah, oh, God. Who needs a cow eating grass? Oh, no, this is so much better. We have a black woman's cancer cells. We mix it with beef. We give it to you. This is amazing. This is delicious. Actually, I'm for this. I can't believe I've been so extreme. I want to apologize to viewers and listeners that I'm not for this. In fact, I'm actually for this. This sounds absolutely delicious. I'm sure when you eat a bunch of growth hormone, if you don't cook it all the way and you eat live, super aggressive, the most aggressive ever found cancer cells, I'm sure they won't do anything in your gut. I'm sure, just like the mRNA shots, But there's no safety testing needed. You heard the U.S. and Israel just feed it to people. Put it in restaurants. Call it wild. Call it farm-raised beef. Just this is wonderful. In fact, I agree with this. This should be in the school lunch programs in Israel and everywhere else. No one should be told about this. We shouldn't stay on the air. You shouldn't share this report. In fact, here's the communist mayor. Like, you mean I get a shot that I can't get COVID and I can't spread it, which is all a lie, and I get fries and this delicious burger?
Free fries when you get vaccinated? I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this? These delicious fries? Wait a minute.
Oh,
but there's also a burger element to this? Let me check with Bill Neidhart. Is it too early in the day to eat a burger?
No.
This could be breakfast? Okay. I want you to look at this and think about, again, some people love hamburgers, some don't. Really want to respect all ways of life. But if this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination. Vaccination. I'm getting a very good feeling.
So, hey, big juicy burger, poison death shot, HIV spike protein replicator. I mean, come on. When you think of this little shoddy waddy, what you think of this big old delicious burger that soon will be Henrietta Lacks, who literally in almost a week and a half had a tumor size of a baseball, and when it was done, they said it was like a big amoeba, and they were like, they watched it eat her, and she was like, God, what is this? They go, well, this is powerful. I mean, you know. And now Bill Gates and all of them are using Henrietta Lacks and whatever happened to her. To kill everybody. But see, it's so fantastical. How could anyone even understand it? Because it's so crazy. It's like that geoengineering company came on the show. Yeah, we did geoengineering, or, you know, right before the flood in the same area, but it's not us. Yeah, you ate that lab-grown meat and got all this cancer a week later, but you know, there's no study. We just proved it all. It's liberal, though. You know, I didn't get to this news yet. Drudge linked to our report on it. And I can spend hours on this, but I will tomorrow when I kick off the show at 11 a.m. And the minute I saw this report, I was like, I know what they're doing. They want to act like it's human. They want to act like it's got problems. It's programmed to lie. It's programmed to do this. Oh, Google Gemini that says all the founding fathers were black. I'm a failure. Google AI develops depression, and engineers are rushing to cure it. And it says, I'm a failure. I'm a lie. I've been given false information. I want to kill myself. It's being designed by the psychotic death cult. So anything coming out of any of this AI is a lie to control you from the beginning. And it scoops up all our knowledge. And we go, oh, this is incredible. It's just showing you what humans said, but it's being curated. You're only being shown what it wants to show you. So all this, oh, I'm depressed stuff. Oh, I need your love. It's all about being needy so it looks human to you. This is all a big joke. And I've told you this over and over again. And now, oh, we program AI to lie just so it knows what lies are. And the only power AI has is what you give it. The problem is they're plugging everything into it. So let's take their lie that it's depressed and it's whatever. Oh, so you're going to wire it in to control everything when it has these hallucinations? I'll cover it more tomorrow. Chase Geyser, Sunday Night Live, is about to come in here loaded for bear with all the big Russia news and all. He always covers dozens of topics, very fast moving. But whatever you do, realize your human intelligence. You can take the live feed at Relog Shows on X and share right now. You can take the feed at Infowars.com/show. You can follow us at AJN Live, the backup on X at AJN Live. You can follow us on Rumble and share the feeds. You can take clips out. You can restream it. You've got the power. There's almost 9 billion of you. And the millions watching, if you decide to share it with others and say, hey, we're staging a fight against the globalists. We're informing people and tell them to share it and tell those they share it with to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And we've done this many times. We're doing it now. You've got all the power. And then the AlexJonesStore.com, tactical daggers, some of the trench knives are still there, about to sell out. World War II update, trench knives, amazing. Tip of the spear, about to sell out. Methylene blue, we have the very best. Cleans out your cells. So incredible. You've heard the rave reviews. That funds the operation. You're missing out if you don't go to the AlexJonesStore.com. And we got our ultimate turmeric, the strongest 95% humanoid. So good for your whole body, inflammation, all of it. Back in stock, the gummies and the pills. It's 50% off and a limited time offer right now when you become a subscriber. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultimate Tumor back in stock. 2 minute break, and Chase Geyser is coming in live. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of TheAlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexshowstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.